USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Now that President Trump has increased tariffs on Chinese imports to the United States from 10 to 25%, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he expects the same will be done with U.S. imports to China.
We don't think the Chinese have come far enough. We'll wait and see. The talks will continue, and I will say this is a G20 meeting in Japan toward the end of June next month. The chances that President Trump and President Xi will get together at that meeting are probably pretty good.
Kudlow says they could learn more about China's intentions later today or tomorrow. Democrats are denouncing a plan by Rudy Giuliani to push Ukraine to open investigations into former Vice President Joe Biden's past dealings in that country. Speaking to ABC's This Week, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff called it a political move.
There's no evidence, nor has there ever been any evidence, that he was doing anything but trying to get the Ukraine government to crack down on corruption.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. So we have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents, violent rhetoric, and fake news. Actress Alyssa Milano ignited social media last night with a tweet calling for women to join her in a sex strike to protest strict abortion bans passed by Republican-controlled legislatures. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorneys general from 44 states are accusing generic drug makers of fixing prices. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A multi-year probe that's been led by Connecticut's attorney general claims executives at competing firms deleted text messages and conspired to obstruct an investigation. Most of the lawsuit focusing on Teva Pharmaceuticals, the largest maker of generic medicines in the world. Generic drugs make up about 90% of all prescriptions filled in the U.S. these days. However, the cost of generic drugs has spiked in recent years without explanation.
That's from the late 1960s Mod Squad series. Star Peggy Lipton played a hippie cop, Julie Barnes, on the show from 1968 through 1973. The series, which co-starred Michael Cole and Clarence Williams III, dealt with issues such as domestic violence, abortion, police brutality, the Vietnam War, and drugs. Over five seasons, the series earned Lipton one of the It Girls of her time, four Emmy nominations, and a 1971 Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a TV Drama. In 1990, Lipton returned to acting in what became her most enduring role as waitress Norma Jennings in David Lynch and Mark Frost's cult TV series Twin Peaks. She also had recurring roles on TV shows like Popular, Alias, and Crash, and appeared on her daughter's comedy Angie Tribeca, as well as on the TNT drama Claws. Lipton died at the age of 72 after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.